Darlene Roy, affectionately known as Madam President. She runs the operation, the writers group administratively and intellectually. The poet, essayist, and administrator with the Illinois Department of Public Aid. An East St. Louis native who attended Lincoln Senior High School, Miles Davis's alma mater. Her work has appeared in Black American Literature Forum, Break Word with the World 1 and 2, the original Chicago Blues Annual, Over on the Table, Black Bard's Digest, American Poetry Anthology, and in both the premier issue of Drumwatcher's Review and the current issue. She's president of the Writers Club, Madam President.
I thought I would just read a few little poems that I've written. The first one is entitled Crack in Paradise. Step on a crack and break your grandmother's back. The cicada song got chilled by sirens shrill on every suburban night. Grandpa and grandma had a fight when she got decked for stealing his check to get whacked on her favorite crack. The next piece is entitled The Revolt. Because his eyes no longer spoke to her, and Love Fest venue featured passion de residue, and intimate time collapsed to seconds, and promises became impacted with truth decay, she seceded from the union. This piece is entitled Grandmother Recalls Her Work, and it's written for my grandmother, Lorraine. They paid me $3 or $4, you know, sometimes a sack of flour, a boat of cloth, or nothing but a tight hug and thanks. Any hour, day or night, any weather, they came by foot or wagon. There wasn't no doctors to call on either, but these hands never lost a babe. Petty mall, small death. Solar bodies interlocking, becoming one, a black hole in a wake of Hiroshima explosion, disintegrating reserve and unloosing saber-tongue ecstasy as they reveled in the petty mall, relished the consummate fall into tendered stillness. This last piece that I'm going to do is a blues poem, and it's entitled Trimmed Hedge Blues. They trim my hedges with soul. Trim my hedges with soul strokes. Said it was the only gig for you. Yeah, you manicured them, baby, and watched how they grew. We're barehanded tending. You trained them what to do. Now it's sounding on the wind, hedges looking green in other yards. Oh, it's howling on the wind, they're looking green in other yards. Now that you're freelancing, my bare stems are trimming awfully hard. You've been trimming other hedges, keeping them all shaped up so fine. Yeah, cutting up, bringing only dull shears to mine. Ain't no wonder, baby, why caution snipped your mind. Well, you won't be trimming my hedges without a rubber glove on your hand. No, you won't be pruning wrong. My hedges without safe cover, understand. Because pesticides can't even cure the mean plague moving across this land.